question. What is specifically missing in relationship to of the Son and of the Holy Spirit? When you read that whole thing across, what is specifically missing? Baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Spirit. What is specifically missing in the latter two? The English word name. Why is it missing? Because it isn't in the Greek. Because you're not baptized into the name of the Father and into the name of the Son and into the name of the Holy Spirit. That is incorrect. You're baptized into the name of the Father and of the Son, because through His crucifixion it's made possible, and of the Spirit, because that is the begettal that comes from Jesus Christ, or God the Father. Now, this does not in any way show that there is a Trinity. All right? Let's go to Acts 2. We'll answer another question as we're going here. Okay? Acts, the second chapter. Acts 2 and verse 38. Then Peter said to him, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Now, the typical thing that people do is what? Say, well, how can you have it name one place and name not the other place? Okay? Just a minute. Now, when we examine the Greek of verse 38, it is repent and be baptized, each of you, in the Greek there is not ice, it's epi. Okay? It means in the name of Jesus Christ, which means then by His authority. So what we do, instead of fighting one against the other, we add them both together, and that's why in the proper baptismal situation it is, I baptize you into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, that is, by His authority. Okay, so they both come together that way. One does not contradict or conflict the other. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 12. And it shows the action and the function of the Holy Spirit working in many different ways through many different people to accomplish whatever God wants in whatever particular circumstances that are necessary. Okay, let's pick it up here in verse 3. No, let's go to verse 1 so we'll get all the context. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away into these dumb idols, even as you were led. And that's what happens to people. They just get carried away with the deceptions. It's absolutely amazing. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God, to pneuma tu theou, okay, calls Jesus accursed. And that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Spirit, or Holy Spirit. Verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Now all the way through, brethren, it's talking here about to pneuma, the neuter. These are gifts of the Spirit which, okay, show the power of God and working in many different ways. Okay, verse 5. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which works all in all. So, as we view the whole body of Christ, we need to view it, perhaps if we can stretch our minds a little bit, be very difficult to do so. But there are some people who would deny that there is any other church other than their own corporate structure, which is not true. But if we could view the body of Christ as God would see it, it's wherever those are where God's Spirit is to do what God wants done for that particular group of people where God is working. Whether it be in America or England or Africa or India or China, you know, they found those that followed the Word of God and kept the Sabbath and holy days in China, cut off from anybody anywhere. Okay? Now, they would have to be God's people. We, in the past, when we belonged to one giant church of God, would said that only in that corporate organization were they the ones who were the true church of God. So they came in contact with some brethren down in South America who kept the Sabbath, kept the Holy Day, and kept Pentecost on Sunday. And in their arrogance, would not accept them because they kept a Sunday Pentecost when later they, when that church corporation was keeping a Monday Pentecost, later they changed and kept a Sunday Pentecost because they saw they were wrong. And in their arrogance, did not accept any of the ministers that that congregation had as their ministers. And so what did they do? They destroyed and divided that church because of human arrogance and power, dictatorial power play to try and run everything. Where the Bible says there are diversities of operations. It is the same Spirit which works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit, tall pneuma, is given to every man to profit with all, to profit the whole body of Christ. Okay? For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretations of tongues. But these all working that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man according as it determines. Now, I'll have to get you a copy of this page too for the final printout. Verse 11 says, but all these things, the same Spirit, ta auto panuma, the same Spirit. In this particular case, the auto comes after the definite article ta, so it means the same. Ta auto pneuma, dividing severally to each according as it wills, or that means it determines. And who directs the Spirit? Jesus Christ directs the Spirit. Okay? Now, let's finish up here. Verse 12, for as the body is one and has many members, and all members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we baptized into one body, whether we be of Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, whether we be we all be made to drink into the one Spirit. Okay, so wherever God's people are on the earth, whoever has the Spirit of God, and who gives the Spirit of God? God does. God does. Who does the calling? God the Father. Who leads to repentance? God the Father. Who says that they won't take them out of whose hand? Jesus said, no one can pluck them out of my Father's hands. Okay? What does that do to any corporate structure which arrogantly claims they are the one and the only? Well, it's going to be just like, as we've said many times, Elijah's story. Lord, I'm the only one left on earth. And God said, I've got 7,000 Elijah, I haven't bowed the knee to Baal. Okay, so even Elijah had a surprise. Let's go to 2 Corinthians, the third chapter. Again, I will have to give you a copy of this in the interlinear. I didn't have time to do it today. Okay? 2 Corinthians, the third chapter. Okay? And let's pick it up here in verse 14. 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 14. But their minds were blinded, for until this day remains the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament. And this is so true with people today. Boy, they may claim to be the best so-called Christians in the world, and the minute they hear that you follow any laws in the Old Testament, bam, the veil falls down like an iron curtain. Okay? Which veil is done away in Christ? But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it, and that means referring back to they, shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now, the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is, it says liberty, but it's freedom. Freedom from what? From that confounded veil. Liberated from the veil, right? Yes. For we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, and are changed into the same image from glory into glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now let me look at it in the interlinear here for you. Okay, verse 14, I'll read the English out of the interlinear. But were hardened their thoughts, for unto the present time the same veil at the reading of the old covenant remains. Very interesting. Not Moses here in this particular case. The old covenant, well, we'll get to Moses here in just a minute. Okay. Which, and not uncovered, which in Christ is being annulled. That is the veil. But unto this day, when Moses is read, a veil upon their heart lies, but when it shall have turned to the Lord, is taken away the veil. Now, the Lord is the Spirit. Now, that's important. The Lord is the Spirit, which means that Christ is a spirit being, but the Spirit in this particular case is what? The Spirit, which what? Removes the veil. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Now, the only personification of to pneuma in the Bible is of Christ. He says he will direct it. It comes from God the Father. It will do God's will. Now let's go to Revelation 2 and 3. Okay, Revelation 2 and 3. Revelation 2 and 3. We know that the church is a spiritual organism or a spiritual body of Christ. In the first chapter of the book of Revelation, we have what? We have the vision of the seven candlesticks, don't we? And the seven candlesticks are the seven churches, correct? Yes, indeed. We see Jesus in his spirit glorified form, don't we, described for us as the sun in full strength, yes. And the seven stars are the seven angels, and they bring the message. Whose message is it? Who is in the midst of the church? Christ. Notice what it says at the end, and we've read this how many times. Chapter 2, verse 7. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit, to pneuma, says unto the churches. To him that overcomes, I will give. Who's going to do the giving? Christ is. So the long and the short of it is that Jesus Christ is not the Holy Spirit. But when the term to pneuma, the Spirit, is used in a personified way, who is doing the speaking? Christ. You have that after every one. Let the churches, he that overcomes, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Ta pneuma, all the way through. Now let's come to Revelation 22. And we will see once again here very clearly, the Spirit, ta pneuma, is personified in Christ. That is the only personification of ta pneuma. Now, if you're going to honestly go through the Bible and study all of it concerning the Scripture, you have to go to these, don't you? And it does say right here, chapter 22, and let's pick it up here in verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. And ta pneuma, the Spirit, and the bride say, come. And let him that hears say, come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Now, the church is going to marry Christ, aren't they? But what does the church do today? The church is the one that preaches the truth, correct? What inspires that? Christ does. How does he inspire it? With his Holy Spirit. So he is personified here as the Spirit. Ta pneuma. So we have gone through a very lengthy study into the Holy Spirit in the Bible, and we have seen that it is not under any circumstances a third person in a Trinity at all whatsoever. And that the Holy Spirit is the power of God. The Holy Spirit is directed by Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit comes from God the Father, given as a begettal in the power to each one of us, and the Holy Spirit testifies with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, there are some other scriptures which I haven't covered. I'll let you do that in your study, but I think we've covered everything in sufficient detail that we will be able to understand that there is no such thing as the doctrine of the Trinity. And we saw how that came out of the philosophy of men. And that if there is any personification of the Spirit at all, it refers to the work of Jesus Christ. Well, I hope this will be helpful to you, so we'll end the series here. Addresses for our overseas office are as follows. Australia, Post Office Box 30, Glen Huntly, Australia 3163. For the United Kingdom, Post Office Box 7357, Kilmarnock, Kilmarnock, Scotland, United Kingdom. New Zealand, Post Office Box 552, Albany, Auckland, 1331, New Zealand. Republic of South Africa, Post Office Box 7122, Krugersdorp, North, 1741. That's Krugersdorp, Republic of South Africa.